Welcome to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear some highlights from our interview with Marilyn Mother Bear Scott.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Marilyn Mother Bear Scott. I use the whole handle, and of course Mother Bear isn't a given name, but it's the one most people know me by. So, fondly known as Mother Bear, but Marilyn is still good. I was born in Philadelphia on June 8th, 1937. I came to California in the summer of love. Well, in the beginning, we didn't really know where we were going, what we were doing. You know, it was communes that we were coming to in California. But before that, my first husband, he and a friend made mescaline in the basement. It was legal to get the raw materials, lysergic acid, et cetera, from England. And they ether wafted it about the household. And the first time I took mescaline, I have to say it was out of a test tube. And a large test tube, and I was a skinny girl. And it was 1962. And then this whole psychedelia started, and that was early on when Leary and Alpert, who was later became known as Ram Dass, were still at Harvard, and I knew them. And because I was in the psychological, I majored in psychology at Bennington. I transferred to Bennington and came back and majored in psychology and theater and dance. So we knew them through those circles, through the through Maslow and all this. Maslow and her was a good friend of mine, and we had a theater called Boston Little Theater in Boston, and Leary and Alpert used to come totally high as a kite. All our friends are going to California. That's the place to go. And so we packed our bags. He was an engineer. He got a job on the West Coast that paid our trip. And we took our summer of love trip across the country. I came to Greenfield Ranch because I was at Peninsula School, and everything was still in a totally like blossoming. I mean, what can I say? Greenfield, for those people who don't know, is up in the 10 miles northwest of Ukiah, up in the hills. And our place was up, we had to cross, we had to go up through the winery, up the hill, down across a creek that had no crossing on it, through the water, and up Radical Ridge is what we called it, Radical Ridge. And it was a big, steep hill. And we were almost to the top of the boundary of the land there. So we were definitely an end of the road a little. And no one was there. I can remember standing on our own little hill there and looking out at the trees that were still there. They're still there, redwoods and madrone and fir. We were at an edge, what they call an edge of the forest, you know, where things were kind of changing or had some of this and some of that going on. And I felt that I heard the trees speak. Fur and feather, scale and skin, live on earth as sacred kin. Scented flower, fruited vine, Lord and Lady, all divine. Mother Earth and Father Sun, thank you, we on earth are one. And so it is.
Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.